There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
If you feel like your morning coffee has been getting more expensive lately, you're not imagining it. That's a real thing. The average price of ground coffee in the U.S. just hit over $9 a pound.
You know, it's funny. Coffee and gasoline, two things that the price fluctuates on from time to time, and you notice them right away because you need them every single day.
I didn't actually realize it until I went through a Dunkin' drive-thru and I was like, is that what I pay for a cup of coffee? Because I make my coffee every morning at home.
Yeah.
I just buy the giant thing at Costco. But that's up 40% from last year.
Wow.
Now, a big part of the problem is the tariffs on imported beans from places like Brazil and Colombia. And the weather there has been kind of wild, so it's made it harder to grow coffee. Here's the thing about coffee, though. You kind of need it.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to my coffee. If I don't have my morning coffee, I try to switch one time. And I was like, let me just see if I have tea. Nope. I had an immediate headache. I didn't feel well all day. And I was like, you know what? This is stupid. I'm going to go back to drinking all the coffee in the world.
You know, the thing about necessities, right, or anything in sales, Anna, is world will tell you supply and demand. That's all that it takes to make capitalism work in the seller's favor. And as you said, you need it, that coffee. The world will stop without it.
But what's the price, the amount of money that you'll stop drinking coffee? Raven went around and asked the office squad.
I don't buy my coffee out, but if it's like more than $3 for a small cup, they can keep it. No fancy coffees.
How many cups of coffee do you have in a day?
One.
Oh, wow.
She's keeping herself at a pretty moderate pace here already. Somebody that has some discipline. A person like me, I just tell myself there's certain days that I need it. I'd pay whatever it took. The coffees that I get that you think are more like milkshakes, those are $6.
Well, right, because you're drinking a milkshake. The frappe with the extra milk and the cream and the sugar.
It's a caramel iced macchiato, by the way. Thank you very much if anybody's ordering for me.
There's like no coffee in there. Anyway.
I mean, if it's over like $4.50 for a medium, I'm like, eh.
That's a regular coffee.
Yes. Yeah, regular, nothing fancy, just regular coffee.
I don't know why I keep thinking that if you buy a medium coffee out, it's $3, but it's more. No. Like, where do you find a $3 coffee at this point?
I wouldn't actually know.
Right. You have to go to like a deli, like somewhere where they just like brew the giant. I don't even know there.
Someplace where they're giving it away so that you'll come and buy whatever else it is that they do there. Like a gas station.
$4 for a regular cup of coffee.
Yes.
Correct.
That is the amount. $4. Nothing more than $4 for a medium coffee. That's all they're paying.
Anything over $3.
Regular cup of coffee goes over $3. You're not buying it.
Not buying it.
My afternoon coffee, I could take it or leave it. If I'm brewing it and I'm home and I have work to do, then it's great. I'm not paying $5 for an afternoon coffee. Like, get out of here.
For a single cup, it has to be like $6.
Over $6, no coffee. But a regular coffee, you would pay up to $6 for a cup?
I'm talking about like Starbucks coffee. Okay, you know, it is what it is. But like, if we're talking about like a McDonald's or like even like a Dunkin' Donuts, black coffee, this better be like $2.
It's funny how he immediately puts Starbucks in a different bracket than all the other coffee places.
Yeah, because it's a treat.
But I do the same thing. There's people we know that we work with that go to Starbucks every single day in the afternoon.
My daughter-in-law, every day.
12 o'clock, they walk out and they go get their Starbucks. And to me, that's crazy because to me, it's a treat. When we go to Starbucks, it's a treat to be able to go there because it's so expensive, even if you get just a regular coffee.
Yeah, but that's our IT guy, and we just got to keep him upright no matter what it takes.
How many cups of coffee do you drink a day?
I would say about 3 to 4.
That's a lot of coffee.
We got to keep that guy in coffee money.
I mean, the truth of the matter is that we call him here in the middle of the night sometimes, so like he should have all the coffee money he needs.
Show's not happening without him.
Do you still make a Christmas list? Everybody that you have to shop for? And when you look at that list and you look at all the names, do you think I have no idea what to get this person fill in the blank name right there?
I mean, I feel like that's pretty much everybody.
Absolutely.
Sorry, a lot in life, right? Like the first time, the first year you meet somebody, you might know what to get them. And after that, forget it.
Yeah. So the average person spends between $600 and $1,000 on holiday gifts every year. I think that it might be significantly higher, too, some people.
Yeah.
And there is a simple way to make money that's been causing a lot of controversy, according to this woman.
Also, remember, adults don't need gifts, okay? Focus on the people in your life who are age 3 to 18. Grandma doesn't need slippers. If they don't live by you, don't get them a gift. Now's not the time to spend and break the bank sending packages across the country. Focus on the people in your life ages 3 to 18.
3 to 18 are only the people that get gifts.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I get that Christmas is for the kids. The holidays are for the kids. I do understand that rationale, even though I've had plenty of years where I'm like, get me toys. And my wife's like, you're going to be 50 at some point in your life.
Mm-hmm.
No more toys for you. I get that. But grandma doesn't get slippers. Like grandma might need those slippers really, really bad. All right. Regular adults, though. You know, I guess.
People were really upset about this, much like you. Like, oh, you're not going to get your grandmother a gift. And
right.
I thought, oh my goodness, if I could cross off all the adults on my list, because it's so difficult to buy for adults to begin with. Like my Aunt Joanne, I love her so much, but like, I lose sleep because you want to give something meaningful.
Something good and meaningful, but you have to stay within a certain budget.
Right.
Because you can't just blow it up for everybody.
What are you going to get?
Yeah.
Like, or my brother-in-law?
Another $25 or $50 piece of junk.
Right.
It's not what they need. It's not what they want.
My brother-in-law's, are you kidding me? Like another football NFL sweatshirt. That's what you're going to get? Like I have no clue what to do. So I started looking at what are the top holiday gifts for adults this year.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. They're expensive stuff because if you're an adult and you want something, myself included, it's not $25 for the most part.
No.
I don't want bath bombs. I know that they're all into
You have all the superficial small stuff.
Yes.
If you want something, if you wanted an actual gift, it's got to be something that, you know.
Right. That costs money.
Yeah.
So smart mugs are on the list of the top gifts. Those are the ones that automatically stay warm all the time. It has like the charger on the bottom. They're like $150. They're not cheap.
What?
VR headsets, one of the number one gifts for adults this year. I mean, again, very, very expensive.
You know what I've been seeing is they have those vests now that you wear with your gaming.
Oh, $250
from Costco. No, it's not what I want. I haven't played a video game in like 8 years.
Mm.
Not one that's from, you know, this decade anyways.
And air fryers. I love air fryers.
Yeah, love them.
Yes.
Good gift.
Not an inexpensive gift for an adult.
No, they're getting fancier.
So part of me, I hear this and I think to myself, yeah. And the kids under 3, they don't even remember or know. You can just buy them pajamas and they have no clue.
It's true.
And they're never going to remember that Aunt Anna didn't get them a gift. I have to live with that guilt for the rest of my life.
Start taking stock, you think?
Yeah.
At age 3.
Age 3 is when they actually know what's going on.
They have a list somewhere mentally. They're like, okay, I remember you now, Auntie.
So, when your cousin 3 times removed says to you this holiday season, where's my gift? You'd be like, nah, that lady, she said 3 to 18, you're out.
I got a plan, you didn't make it.
Yeah.
Our pets' heads are falling off!
Do you take offense, Raven, to that when I play it and I keep saying it over and over?
Our pet's heads are falling off!
That's terrifying. And imagine if you woke up one day and your pet's head had fallen off. It would be very scary.
All I've been thinking about for the last 10, 12 days, however long it's been since you had surgery, Raven, is that your head was going to fall off.
Well, I mean, today would be the day that it would be most likely if it was going to take place.
Why did you take the cone off? I thought you were supposed to keep the cone on.
It's not a cone.
What's it called?
The cone is for a dog. That's so you can't lick yourself if there's a problem.
Kind of the same thing. It's kind of the same thing.
It's not a cone. So the neck brace, really, at this point, I'm supposed to take it off for hours at a time. To, you know, strengthen my neck there. But I wear it to remind myself to not do anything stupid because I continue to do things stupid because, as you might guess or assume, I'm not the world's best patient.
I definitely. All right, so Raven, tell us. Yeah. So you had surgery about a week and a half ago. Fill us in everything that happened.
Yeah, so I had a C4 fusion this time. I had already had a C5-6 fusion before.
Nobody knows what that means. It's not real words.
Except people that have had a fusion.
Right.
Basically, when they take, you know, busted bones in your neck and then they put them together and they make it like one bone.
Wait, here's the gross part that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, until obviously like the day before the surgery is that they slice in through the front of his neck.
Yeah, so what they do.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't go through the back for your surgery for your back most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they do it pretty much anywhere on your back at this point. They will go in through the front. So like if it's your lower back, they'll go in through your stomach, They'll go in through, you know, your stomach area. They push it all to the side and they do it that way. And if they go in through your neck, they go in through your throat and they push your esophagus to the side and all that. And that's what they did for me.
For some reason, I have a real, real problem with that.
Well, I mean, it's jarring. And I'll tell you, the first, so this is the second fusion that I've had. The other one was like 7, 8 years ago. And that one, I couldn't eat right for like 2 months. It really affected like my throat and everything. This time, it really hasn't been that bad on my throat at all. But the slit is much higher this time. Can't even find the last time I did it. And we were working together then. You can't even see it.
No,
wherever it was.
We were in the elevator.
Yeah.
And Raven could not wait to show me his neck scar. He's like, I want to see it. It's so gross. It's so gross.
It's hairy.
Anyone see it? It's gross and hairy.
That's why it's grosser looking, is because it's hairy, because I'm not allowed to shave it.
It's really gross.
I'm not allowed to sit in a hot tub or a bath right now because it's a flap. It's a glued flap. So, I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Major reduction in pain. I still have a little bit of pain in my right hand. I still have tingling in both my left and right hand. But the recovery time window is like 6 to 8 weeks.
All right. So it's been a week and a half, but we were waiting for the doctor to tell us if you were clear. Did they say?
No, I'm not clear. I don't even have an appointment with the doctor till December 5th. I mean, it's around holiday time, right? Yeah. Like, you can't get in there to see him anyways. I just decided I was coming back to work.
And I'm like the worst co-host in the world. I'm like, you're fine.
Let's go.
I'm like, I don't have plan B for Monday. Like, you have to come to work. Like, Chef Plum can't come anymore.
Yeah,
like,
so as long as I can keep my head on.
I'm like, it's Thanksgiving week. You can do it for 3 days. I mean, if you just keep your head on top of
our pets' heads are falling off.
If you just keep it from falling off, we're going to be fine.
It's a win.
Yeah.
It's a win.
This money, they're giving away free money. I guess it's not really free money.
No, it's not free money. I mean, we paid it in at some point, at some part in our lives, and now they have plenty of it to pass around. It's kind of like one of these, you know, when the government sends us these free checks nowadays, right? They started it with the pandemic, and now we get one. I think we got another one on the way coming up.
But I didn't even know I was getting this check, and it's not what I thought. All right, Trending is powered by Cricket. Snowed in without your crew? Stay connected with 4 lines of Cricket 5G lines for just $25 each. That's one less reason to stress this holiday season. Smile, you're on Cricket. So if you didn't hear,
Amazon cutting checks to eligible Prime members as part of a $2.5 billion settlement over allegations it misled customers.
All right, so Amazon is starting to sell checks.
I thought this was actually the Facebook thing bringing up to me. I was like, wait a minute, I already got my Facebook money. Now I'm going to get Prime money?
Well, that's the thing that's crazy, is that when I saw this was trending, I got confused. So I went into my Venmo because one of my friends was Venmoing money. I had no clue that there was money in my Venmo account.
Free money.
I didn't get an email. I didn't get a notification unless they sent it to an email address that I had 100 years ago.
You do have that Yahoo account where you just send things.
It's true. I have a 25-year-old Yahoo account, and who knows?
Could be in there.
Sure enough, I looked at mine, Raven, and it was the same thing. It said Facebook consumer privacy user profile litigation settlement administrator, and I got $37.95.
$37.95. I got $33.87 for some reason.
That's so weird.
I got mine November 18th. I already spent it.
I got mine November 14th. But this is something completely different because this is Amazon.
Yeah.
So the Federal Trade Commission tells us that automatic refunds are now going out to millions of Amazon Prime customers. This is part of that massive $2.5 billion settlement reached in September, where the FTC accused Amazon of tricking customers into signing up for Prime and then making it too hard to cancel the subscription.
All I kept thinking is, who has Prime and regrets it? I don't know.
Nobody on the planet.
No one.
Nobody on the planet.
Who's like, you know what? It's probably a
Mark
bad
Zuckerberg.
Deal.
The only Elon Musk. Those are the only people.
I was like, who's getting this money? Like, who made a mistake and they could not?
If they look to the room and they go, who feels like they were dubbed by it? We're going to give you free money. Then everybody raises their hand. That's different.
I guess so. But here's how you get your money and all the information around it.
Now Amazon is starting to pay out customers up to $51 per person. If you're entitled to an automatic refund, you should get an email from Amazon asking you to claim the money through PayPal or Venmo. You can also choose to get a check in the mail. And this applies to people who enrolled in Prime between June 2019 and June 2025. And here's the key, didn't use the benefit more than 3 times in a year.
Not a single person didn't use their Amazon account more than 3 times in a year. Less than three times in a year.
I use that sometimes in a day.
Me too.
Easy.
100%.
Yeah.
I don't even add things to a cart and then do one checkout. I just buy everything individually. I'm like, how many people are they going to pay? How many people?
You know what it is, though? When you have a company that large and it turns into one of these things where it's like a regulation thing or there's a lawsuit or whatever, what does he care? Mm-hmm. He says, give everybody that money back because he's making it in 15 minutes anyway. The boxes keep rolling out.
Yeah.
The trucks keep coming down my street. If you had an estimation, how many times Amazon drives down your road every day in my neighborhood? It's a cul-de-sac. I would say that I see their trucks at least 15 times a day.
Like in my own driveway.
It's crazy.
So anyway, the long story short, Facebook is paying out. Amazon is paying out. Mm-hmm. And I had no clue that the money was in my Venmo. So if you have Venmo, PayPal, Zelle, go check. Because you don't, sometimes like me, I had no clue that there was cash in there. And maybe you'll get some too. It's like a little surprise. The stranger that you talked to that was strange. Who was it and what happened? Sometimes you have these weird encounters. We were talking about this a few weeks ago because sometimes when you're on public transit, you're in a public area, all of a sudden you start talking to somebody and you realize this person's strange.
Well, I mean, when you're in a public space, you don't have the opportunity always to run away. Right.
Yes.
And so sometimes when somebody starts a conversation with you, it can be strange and awkward the entire time. Sometimes that turns out to be wonderful and brilliant. A change, a surprise to your day, and it can affect a lot of things. And other times you're just like, oh my God, it's why did I leave my house today?
I had the most strangest encounter with a stranger, and I didn't know how to handle it because I am a seven-year-old in my mind.
Inside. Right, so what happened?
Raven, I sent you a picture. I've told you not to look at your cell phone until we were live on the air.
Okay.
I want you to look at it right now.
All right, let me see here. Look, I mean, you can't even stop yourself from giggling. Let's see here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, two photos. That's a wow. That is, and these are live shots.
Uh-huh. So
they're better when they move.
I am. What's wrong with me? What is wrong with me? Okay, so
I mean, I was, how old is this individual?
He probably was. I would say probably. I guess his 50s. His 50s. Maybe?
I mean, he might be a little bit older. Pretty toned for that age. Life. I mean, I shouldn't be able to. To tell that from this photo, but wow.
Okay, so here's what happened. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send this to producer Sophia so she can put it on our Instagram story, and I'll have her just blur out the graphic part. But I was visiting I was visiting a friend in Naples, Florida. And if you've never been in Naples, it's beautiful, and they have beautiful beaches.
Sure.
And the thing about the beaches in Naples is that everybody talks to each other in the water because there's not really rough waves. It's kind of just calm.
It's a Gulf Coast kind of thing.
Yes.
You shuffle the feet as you go in so you don't get stung.
And
then you just hang out.
And everyone talks to one another. So I'm standing in the water with, you know, two of my girlfriends, and this nice gentleman walks up and starts talking. Now, by all means, he seems completely normal.
Sure.
Except he is wearing a thong Speedo.
And this is not Greece. You know? So we don't get a lot of that over here.
Thong Speedo.
Yeah.
And I am supposed to, I'm like, do I address the fact that he's wearing a thong Speedo?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I just have a normal conversation? And I am using every ounce of trying to be a grown-up to keep my eyes up.
Yeah.
But if you know, like, it's not normal. Even when you go to Europe now, the bathing suits are a lot smaller. They're not this small.
So wait a minute. So this guy, though, he was the only one that you saw on the beach with this type of bathing suit?
Yeah.
Oh, because, you know, you would have thought maybe there was like a group of them.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. Just this dude.
Yeah.
And he talks to us. Of course he does. He like walks up to us.
Listen,
hello.
A guy that's wearing this bathing suit does not lack for confidence.
No. All right?
You know what I mean? Like, so he's going to start conversations.
Now, if you zoom in, Raven, like there's no hair on his body.
Not a single hair.
All I want to do is ask him, are you a swimmer? Like, are you a professional swimmer?
He has to be. Because he's got no love handles. I mean, his physique is impressive for a man of his age.
Do you acknowledge the fact that you're wearing a Speedo thong on a public beach where there's just many people milling around? Or do I just gloss over it? Because my choice was to gloss over it, even though I, as the interviewer in me, had so many questions.
Yeah, of course.
Like, are you comfortable? Because I don't even wear thongs anymore.
Yeah, I could answer that one for you.
Okay. Right.
I think that your only move to make there is like, you know, you make the, like either you're backing up how good he's feeling or again, you just don't say a word, right? So you got to be like, looking good today.
All right. So who was the stranger?
Those UV rays.
I can't. I'm going to put this on our Instagram story.
Where does it burn?
If you're not friends with us yet, you can search Anna on Raven. I don't know if I'll get in trouble. I'll put like a little smiley face over the tush. And, you encountered a stranger. What made it so strange? 1-800-330-9999. I had a conversation with a man that was wearing a Speedo thong on the beach, and I didn't know how to handle it. I just
was trying to keep my eyes up, and well, I wasn't sure if we should acknowledge it. It was very strange.
Yeah, my eyes are up here, Anna's up. Because of my recent surgery, I've been in and out of doctor's offices, obviously, and places for blood tests and whatnot. And let me tell you something. If you're going for a blood test, if you're sitting in a blood test lobby, this is a place where you want to be silent. Because everybody that walks in is either there for some great ailment that they want to talk to you about, or they're there for a drug test for their job. And it typically means that they got themselves in some trouble at court or whatever. I had some guys start talking my ear off, and I'm just like, yeah, man, my neck hurts. Let me walk away from this.
Who's the strangest stranger that you encountered, and what made them so strange? 1-800-330-9999. Liz.
I grew up in New York City, and I was riding the subway, and it was so crowded, but I saw off in the distance an opening, and I made my way over and immediately regretted it. It was a drunk man with his pants opened.
Disgusting.
Yeah, never sit down next to somebody whose pants are open.
Correct.
Let's make that a rule.
I mean, she sure didn't do it on purpose.
I did not sit down.
Right.
Yeah.
I turned away.
How about you, Barbara? What's your stranger story? You sat down next to a stranger?
Stranger sat down next to me.
Everybody says that.
Not very good. I was driving on the highway, and somebody was hitchhiking. I was like, you got to feel bad. I pulled over to the person in the car. It was a young man. So, you know, small talk, what are you doing, what's going on, did your car break down? He goes, no, he was involved in a drug bust.
Oh.
And he abandoned the car with his two friends in it. Oh, my God. So he's carrying all these drugs. And I'm, like, freaking out, like, what do I do now? He just keep driving me, stay calm, you know, take him out of the car. Didn't seem like a good idea.
Right.
So I took him to where he needed to go. Turns out the person who was chasing him was my son.
Oh, my. Wait a minute.
Wait, what?
Your son was chasing him.
My son is a narcotics officer.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, first of all, when your son is a narcotics officer, God, the first thing he should say is, Mom, don't pick up hitchhikers.
Right.
That should be the first conversation
that
happens.
Yeah, I got that, too. But, I mean, it was crazy. I had no idea what to do. I was so, what the hell do I do with this guy now?
Right. I love this.
I won't do it again.
No,
good.
Yeah, good.
Good.
Right, because next time you have to wear a wire. Right? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Hey, Maria, you sat down next to a stranger. What happened?
My husband and I usually go out on the weekends. Never sit at the bar, but it was busy. So we sat down next to this lady. She was the most weirdest person I've ever met. My husband is eating his bread, and she goes, oh, I love the way you eat your bread. It's so strange how people eat their bread. Everybody eats it differently. Mind you, this guy comes in, also sits at the bar by himself, orders what we get because he thought our plate looked delicious. She goes, can I have some of your stuff?
That lady was drunk.
So good. I don't eat mushrooms. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if she's weird. She's just a little bit hammered.
Right. She's had three martinis before you sat down next to her.
Right.
But she looked so normal. And I said, wait a minute. She goes, I don't eat mushrooms, but I love that chicken. Looks really good. Here's chicken marsala with extra mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
Delicious.
Yeah.
The guy goes to her, what are you having? How long have you been here? Well, I've been here since 5.
Yeah.
But I have my leftovers for tomorrow. You have some of yours?
Right, right.
Oh,
yeah, she's at happy hour. It's going to be a late night, and she's sleeping in tomorrow.
Wasted, Maria. Wasted.
So I hope we don't bump into her this Friday, because we just love going to this place.
I said, oh, yeah, I hope so. Turn the other way, pretending you've never met her before in your life.
Yeah, you're going to be best friends now.
And then she goes, can you guys take me home? I said, excuse me?
Wow, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
She was looking for a second and a third.
I was going to say, a ride to her place or your place?
If you had the option to work, but you didn't have to, would you? For the second time in the last couple years, Elon Musk gave an interview about AI, and he said,
if you go out long enough, assuming there's a continued improvement in AI and robotics, which this seems likely, money will stop being relevant at some point in the future.
It's something you can't even really wrap your head around. A point in our lives where money doesn't matter anymore.
Money isn't going to matter.
No.
Right? Like, they're going to hand out a certain amount. There'll be certain ways for us all to live.
Right.
And these robots will be handling the jobs that most of us are doing on a daily basis here. Is that good? Is that bad?
There's some restrictions on it.
Now, there will still be constraints on power, like in it, like electricity and mass. The fundamental physics elements will still be, like, still be constraints. I think at some point, currency becomes irrelevant.
All right, so now we have to monitor how much electricity we're using and how much oil we're burning and all that. But then what happens?
say like in the long term, 10, 20 years, something like that, my prediction is that work will be optional. I mean, it'll be like playing sports or a video game or something like that.
And the rest of the people on your crew are going to be robots. It's going to be you either working with them or taking demands from one of them or being in charge of the rest of them.
But this is where it gets fascinating to me because, you know, when you hear about this, we were playing the Jetsons, you know, music behind us. Sure. But in my mind, this is a million years away. But he's saying that all these things, because of AI and robots, will mm-hmm. be optional, money and working, in 10 to 20 years.
I believe that.
That's our lifetime. That, yeah. That, I mean, I think about my daughter. Well, right. But I think about my daughter.
If you're in listening range, we hope you live that long.
But who's getting ready to go to college. And I think, well, if she's going to have the option on whether or not she wants to work, does that change the way you plan your future?
Mm.
And, you know, he also shares it like this. He uses this analogy.
You can go to the store and just buy some vegetables, or you could grow vegetables in your backyard. It's much harder to grow vegetables in your backyard, but some people still do it. Because they like growing vegetables. That will be what work is like, optional.
So if
Did he just sell me peppers?
He was like, you want to buy peppers? You want to grow them because you feel like
he's
it?
He's brilliant, but he's also crazy in a lot of ways.
Of course. So here's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
You got the option.
Mm-hmm.
You can hang them up. We're done. We don't use money anymore. The robots have taken over.
Sure.
Do you still go to work? If you don't need money, and do you still show up to your job because you need something to fulfill yourself?
Well, there's a lot of unanswered questions with this still in the future here, right? Like, I mean, it's the whole Powerball, you know, lottery question too, right? Because I think that I'll always have to do something. I'll always have to be engaged in something. If not, I'm just sitting around like a loaf. You're talking to somebody who just came back after having 10 days off for surgery, and I was going out of my mind.
Right.
It's just nice to be up today and to have a purpose and to have something to do. Would I change the things that I do? We'd still do this show probably for a minute.
Until
we figured out something else that interests us, right?
I guess
else that was something we wanted to do, because if not, I'd still be showing up. It's not like I'm not enjoying myself. I'm having fun.
But do you want this? So here's what I was thinking, because I heard about it. I'm listening and I'm processing, and whether you believe him or not, it doesn't matter. But here's what I know. He's the first trillionaire. And so, even if you think he's nuts, which I do think that he's clearly made right decisions and he knows what he's doing.
Listen, he could be nuts, but he's also right.
So a lot of this is correct. So do you want that? Do you want a world where money doesn't matter? And you don't have to have a job if you don't want to. Do you want that in your life? Do you want that in your lifetime?
What's still terrifying is that he talks about the things that they're going to want. Physics, energy, mass.
And I'm not smart enough for that stuff.
And materials, which tells you that just like it is right now, there will be 1-2% that are in charge of the entire human race.
I can barely grow tomatoes.
That part gets worse, right? Yeah, but your robot can do better.
All right.
Our pets' heads are falling off!
Does that get you upset when I just keep playing this over and over?
No,
our pets' heads are falling off!
I mean, it would be very upsetting if I witnessed a pet's head falling off. My head has not fallen off yet. It's been 10 days. I think it's probably got a good chance of staying on there.
That's good. Raven is back. He had surgery about a week and a half ago. Mm-hmm. I believe doctor did not clear you to come back, but you just came back anyway.
So Dr. Stone is very busy. Great doctor. Brilliant doctor. He's the same guy who did my first spinal surgery. And as I recall, you know, it's funny. The human brain plays tricks on you, right? Like the way that you remember things. Like, I don't remember any pain after waking up last time. There was plenty of pain this time. I don't remember being, you know, I remember having like just a great result from moment one. This one's going to take a little bit more time.
Oh, it's 10 years later, too. Remember, I always think about that. The way we recover as you get older, you don't realize it,
sure.
But it's different.
It's different.
Yeah.
No, 100%. It's different. So it's been, you know, the first week was really painful. Last few days, I feel like I've turned a corner. It's great to come back today and just feel like I have a purpose, because I'm not technically allowed to be doing anything. Like, I'm not supposed to be driving. I'm not supposed to, and I'm not.
You didn't
driving.
Drive. You
no,
didn't.
I did not drive.
Yeah.
I
also, you have really good friends that would drive you around and do that. When I pulled in and I saw that somebody was dropping you off, I'm like, that's nice. I thought you were going to have to Uber or something.
Yeah. No, I'm Ubering tomorrow. My friendships I expanded all my friendships with that. I expelled all of it with today's ride. But you know what it was? I had to get a friend involved too, because Alicia wasn't going to let me out of the house today because I don't have a follow up until the first week of December because of the holiday.
Right.
So there's no way for the doctor to be like, okay, you're clear. In my mind, last time I remember 2 weeks after, I thought I was driving. He's like, after 2 weeks, you can drive for like 5-10 minutes. I was like, well, what if I stop like 5 times on the way to work?
Oh, yeah.
And Alicia was like, that's absolutely not a real thing. So I feel okay.
That makes me nervous because I know, like, let's be honest, like, for us to do this, it's normal for us to do the show together.
Sure.
It makes my life a lot easier. So when Raven says, right, I'll come back on Monday, I'm like, great. I breathe awesome. A sigh of relief. Like, I can, you know, I can focus on the things that I do instead of doing everything. But I don't want you to be here either if you're not feeling great.
If my head falls
if
off.
If your head falls right. off. So we get in the elevator. So if you missed it, we get in the elevator. We're on our way up. And he's like, do you want to see my neck flap? Because they went in through the front of his throat.
Yeah,
like
they moved your esophagus
over. It's so gross. It's so gross. He came in with the cone on his head like the dogs wear, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, is that how you're going to wear that the whole time? We had an interview last week where it was a Zoom interview with an artist. And when Raven got on, first of all, he was on another planet.
Totally.
And
totally.
I was like, why are you doing this? I'm like, you're making my life more difficult by being on this
call. I just
call.
Kept talking.
He's kept talking.
It was
talking.
Like a 5-10 minute conversation. Oh. I was just like, I'm just going to talk.
So this is going to be a difficult week for us. We're going to get through it.
Yeah.
And everything is going to be great. But according to the internet, I'm supposed to ask supporting questions to make sure you're okay instead of just making fun of you that your head is going to fall off.
What else do you have?
Is your pain manageable right now?
Yes. I'm on just Tylenol as of the last 3-4 days.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Our pets' heads are falling off!
Yeah.
Do you feel like talking or would you rather just rest?
Oh, I could just talk for days right now.
I know.
Yeah.
Our pets' heads are falling off!
Yeah.
I'm like, Raven, this break has been over for 3 minutes. Are we gonna go to the commercials?
I'm here, okay. And I will be here tomorrow, and yep, count on it.
This feels unfair.
Miss Universe is Mexico!
Now, not
what
that...
What feels unfair about that is...
So, Miss Mexico, Fatima Bash, she was crowned Miss Universe.
Okay.
But you may remember... A couple weeks ago, it was all over the news that they were doing a conference, and the guy that was in charge yelled at her and called her a dummy for refusing to post on social media.
Mexico, you are a dummy.
I don't think it's good,
Roger. I'm still talking. Listen.
You are not respecting me as a woman.
Security.
And then there was a big uproar and everybody went out and they followed Miss Mexico out and supported her. And it was such a good show of
it was
girl
good vibe.
Power
yeah, yeah.
all
do you,
that.
Do you remember what I said when you told me about that instance?
What?
I told you that she was going to win.
And she did win.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like it was bad that she won because I think that she deserved to win. She is beautiful. She is talented. All those things.
I mean, they kind of all are.
But right.
But all right.
But here's the thing is that... It feels like a fix because it was such right. national bad press. They have to give it to her. And even if that's not true,
yeah.
which you would
well,
think
that's
it's
the way
not
you
true.
Think that, or there'll always be that question.
In your head,
yes.
You're never going to wear that sash and put that crown on your head and say, I deserve this. You're always going to wonder, is this because of what happened? And that stinks. And that stinks for her, you know?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, when you lay it out like that, it does suck. There's nothing worse to strive for something, to dream about something, and then to think that some of its value has been diminished for
right.
some reason like that. And she'll never really know. Because some people will say it as fact, as of course they did it as compensation.
Yes.
And others will say it as fact that, of course not, she deserved every bit of it. God, I hope she doesn't question that the rest of her life.
I know. Who knows?
You know, I mean, I feel like pageantry typically is a step to something else.
Yeah.
Like, they're using it because it's an investment in themselves, you know, but you're right. But yeah. I said she was going to win. As
well, congratulations to Miss Mexico. Very well deserved. Congratulations. She is now Miss Universe.
Yeah.
Speaking of manifesting things into the universe,
okay.
$150 million domestic opening in the U.S., $226 million globally. Wicked for Good is breaking every single record. And it's fascinating to me. Because Kristen Chenoweth, she talked about when she met Ariana Grande when Ariana was only 10 years old.
Mm. She wins a Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS auction. She comes into my dressing room. I'm playing Glenda. She goes, hi, I want to be Glenda one day in her same voice that she has. And I said, and you will be in my same exact voice. And we fell in love with each other and we just stayed close.
Glenda, did you go yet? Did you get there yet?
No, but I'm going to go today, I think.
Oh,
I can't wait. I'm really
Alicia and I are trying to figure out when we're going to go.
Well, my teenager,
yeah.
Hayden, said to me, I want to wait for it to come out on streaming so we could do like we did last time.
No.
But then she tells me, oh, wait, my friends asked me to go on Tuesday night, so I think I'm just going to go Tuesday night with them. I go, me and your sister
now you're locked out.
Didn't go
right.
because you convinced me that we were going to wait to watch it at home.
Teenagers.
They're teenagers.
They just do whatever they want.
Whatever they want.
2 and 3-year-olds, too.
Yeah. Anyway.
The same thing.
So... She manifested this when she was 10 years old. Ariana Grande spoke it into the universe to Glinda that one day she was also going to be Glinda, and she did it. And it shows you the power of putting things out there and saying it.
Yeah, listen, man, I mean, I'll just say this, is I went into Wicked, number one, with no expectations whatsoever. A big fan of Wizard of Oz, sure, but not like a big fan. Like, I saw it, and I thought, this is a great classic movie. I didn't read it or anything like that. And I was blown away at how good it was. And a huge part of that was Ariana Grande's performance. She surprised. I mean, I knew Cynthia Erivo was going to be great. Everybody else was going to be good. She just blew me away.
Well, the interesting part is that the reviews are mixed.
What?
So you have to make a decision for yourself.
What are they upset about?
Yeah, they're saying it's not as great as it's supposed to be. And it's a lot darker than they thought it should be.
Oh, I like that.
Every once in a while, there's a text on our text line at 1-800-330-9999, and it stops me in my tracks. We had one this past Friday. It was from a listener named Michael, and when I saw it, I immediately texted him back and said, can we call you on Monday?
Michael, how are you?
Great, thank you. Welcome back, Raven.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you, Mike.
Michael, when I saw your text message the other day, I just laughed out loud at it. So can you say what you texted us, our text line?
All right, so Friday morning about 7:30, I was claiming one of my free prizes from the McDonald's Monopoly game as a breakfast sandwich. So I go through the drive-thru, I order my sandwich, like a steak, biscuit, no cheese or whatever. I pull up, and I'm at the window. I'm the only person at the window. And the guy's like, you ordered the steak biscuit, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, here you go. So he hands me the bag, and he goes, good luck, bro. And I'm just like, looked at him like, what the hell does that mean? Like, who says that when they're giving you your food? Good luck.
Right.
And so, I told you, I played this little game in my head. It's called What Would Anna and Raven Do? So I was like, well, I think I'm going to go with Raven, and I think Raven would probably eat it. Mm. But then I was like, for good measure, Anna would say her prayer, so I prayed before I ate it. So yeah. I'm here to talk to you today, so I guess it worked out. But I was just weird. Like, who says good luck is handing you food? I don't get that.
It's so funny. I saw that, and I immediately started debating in my head, what would I do? You are right. I would pray first. So, I've become quite a prayer lately.
I mean, there's a couple things I would have to take stock of right away. Is there another game piece in it, another ticket with this sandwich, or no, it's just the sandwich?
It's just the sandwich. The game is long over. Yeah. So that's what really scared me. It's like, yeah. You know, and then to top it all off, they got the order wrong anyway because I asked for no cheese and it had doubled the cheese on it, but whatever.
Say, here's the thing, though. So you can't see if somebody put something on it when it's got double the cheese, right? You asked for no cheese. I would have opened it up, taken a look, because then I'm thinking somebody spit on this.
But why would he say good luck? That's the whole thing. He's right. Michael is right. If somebody hands you food and says good luck.
Yeah.
What? Like, what do you mean? Good luck doing what? Chewing? It doesn't make sense to me.
Could have been one of them trigger things, like when somebody goes, have a great day, or have a night, you know what I mean? Like, you know how when you go back and you're like, you too, bro, but it doesn't make any sense whatsoever?
Yeah.
Where they're like, I love you, and you're like, you know, like, there's always a time where it doesn't make sense, and I mean, you know, you feel so awkward after.
I wasn't wishing him luck on anything, though. That's what it's true.
And also, how many people is Raven saying he loves you to, like, randomly?
I mean, if you say you love me to me, you'll get some love back.
Okay, so let's think about it. Michael, you assumed that Raven would eat it. You assumed that I would not eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Raven, would you have eaten the sandwich after somebody handed it to you at a drive-thru and said good luck?
The man said steak. So yes. Yes, I would have ate it. Okay. I mean, he said he put the word steak in it. S-T-E-A-K.
No, I understand.
I'm going to eat it.
Right.
Yeah. Even if it's, you know, McDonald's and I don't believe it's a steak, I'm still going to eat it anyways to try it out.
All right. You assumed that I would not eat it. And Michael, this is where you're wrong. If it was for one of my children, I wouldn't have given it to them. I would have gotten in and gotten another one. But I, a fatty at heart, and I would eat whatever you give me, and I would roll those dice all the time. But you are correct that I would have prayed first, and I would have, in my mind, that would have resolved me from any problems that we're going to have.
I'm just going to give you a double down on this, Michael. McDonald's,
yes.
Especially. If Anna's going to roll those dice, that's where it's going to happen.
I can't believe you didn't order a hash brown. That would go along with
like,
it.
Wait a minute. You just got the sandwich and drove away. And who doesn't get the cheese?
Yeah, well, I mean, I get it.
I wasn't even in the mood to eat. It's just like the frugal person in me was like, look, yep. This is free food. Claim it before you can't claim it. So I usually never go for breakfast. I was just like, you know what? Let me just try the steak biscuit for the first time.
And you, sir, have never been more Raven than you were right at that moment.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Gary and Julie. Julie, what's going on?
So this year we're hosting Thanksgiving at our place for the first time. Normally my mom would host it, but she's just getting older and it doesn't really make sense to host it there anymore. So we've taken it on. We've invited the whole family. My in-laws are coming. Everyone's coming. And my mother-in-law, here's the thing. Every time she comes over, she's always saying little nitpicky things about the house. You know what I mean? She's one of those, like, she'll never quite be happy.
Yeah, that's fun. That's a good experience.
Okay.
And she's now saying that for her to come over Thanksgiving, she wants to have the place professionally cleaned.
Wait, hold on a second. This is your mother-in-law?
That's a bit insulting.
Yeah.
Well, she is allergic to cats, so she does need the house clean, or would like it clean, if that makes sense.
But Alyssa, like, I just know it's an excuse. Like, she's saying that she's willing to pay for the professional cleaning, but I know it. She's going to look at me, and she's going to give me a side eye, and it's never clean enough. I swear I could clean every inch of the house, and every time she comes over, she just, like, shakes her head. And on top of everything, she wants us to tuck the cat away, which the kids are a little upset about it. The cat's not going to be happy. The cat's going to be sad. And, of course, I'm the one who now has to deal with the kids being sad about the cat. The cat is going to have to be in the bathroom. So we're going to have one bathroom for a house of, what, 15 people?
I hate locking up my pets. Dogs, I think, are harder than cats. But, I mean, you clean your house regularly, right? I mean, so...
Yeah, of course I would clean my house. I would clean my house spotless. And it's not like I'm going to leave a litter box in the guest bathroom. She wants to pay to steam clean all the rugs. Like, look, I've got friends that are allergic to cats. They've come over and it hasn't been an issue.
All right, Gary. You don't think that this is a big deal or a hassle? What's up?
I look at it like, honey, let's just get the house clean for free. We'll put the cat away for the half of the afternoon and the day. We'll deal with one bathroom, and the house will be professionally clean for Christmas.
Oh, if mom's going to pay.
I mean, he's not wrong, Julie. I mean, I could understand how it feels like, do my in-laws think I live in filth, that they're offering to pay for my house to be clean? But maybe if they're getting it steam cleaned and all that, it's to get the allergens out of the air.
Hey, it's insulting, but it could be a good value for you, right? On the other hand, she does this time. You go for it. What does she do next time?
I just don't want it to become one of those things that they think that, it's like you said, like they're going to assume that we live in filth or I'm not doing a good job.
All right, let's see what the audience has to say. If your in-laws offered to have your home professionally cleaned and the rugs steam cleaned and all you had to do was hide your cat for Thanksgiving, would you have a problem with that?
1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Everybody's calling about their mother-in-law. Nobody wants us to use their name on the air, which is hilarious.
It's actually the most it's ever happened, as I reckon, in recent memory, anyways.
Mm-hmm. So Gary and Julie are going to be hosting Christmas at their home for the first time. Their mother, Gary's mom, has gotten older and doesn't want to do it at her home anymore. And she has asked Julie if she can pay, the mother-in-law, to pay to have the home professionally cleaned because of her cat allergies and wants the cat put away. As you can imagine, Julie feels very offended by that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's offensive. It makes you feel like I'm a slob or whatever, or that's the way you view me. And Julie's like, of course I clean my house. I clean it spotless. I have plenty of friends who are allergic to pets, too, and they come over and they don't have any trouble. You know, everybody has different degrees of allergies, Anna. Mm-hmm. Gary's like, just if she wants to pay for it, let her do it. Who cares? It's a free cleaning for our house. But I do get the way that it would make Julie feel, you know, insecure about the whole situation. If you don't pet the cats, right? If they don't scratch you, if you don't kiss that cat,
no,
you should be fine.
Sometimes just in the air. I get it. Well, whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Anonymous.
Oh, I'm totally on the wife's side. My mother-in-law will come over, we'll be dressed to go out, and she'll pick imaginary lint off my clothes. Yeah. So if she gives an inch, she's going to take a mile.
Yeah. Sometimes that's the way it is, right?
Well, you know, thank you so much for the call. It's interesting to me because my mom comes in my house immediately, washes the dishes in the sink, grabs the broom, and starts sweeping. It's like a habit. She just does it.
But she doesn't do it and say something to you about it.
She immediately will just do that, and I just smile and be like, thanks, Mom, and I just continue on my merry way. But if my mother-in-law, you know, she's gone now, I think the way you handle the feelings of your mother-in-law is you always feel like you're being judged.
Sure.
And she's feel like she's being judged here. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. What would you do if your mother-in-law offered to have your home professionally cleaned before everybody came over on Thursday for Thanksgiving? That's what's going on with Gary and Julie. Gary's mom says that she has cat allergies and she wants the cat locked away and the house professionally cleaned before everybody comes over. And Julie is upset. She's like, what, you think my house is dirty?
Well, you know, listen, this is always a problem if you've got somebody in your family that's got allergies. But she says that's not the issue, Julie, anyways. It's the fact that her mother-in-law always has something to say about everything. And cleaning is just one part of the house. This is about control and power.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Angela, whose side are you on?
I am on the side of the ones that are hosting. Tell her to take a Zyrtec. My husband does it all the time. I have stepdaughters that have cats, and he's highly allergic. And they're very clean people, no matter how much you clean. If you clean 2 days before, she's still going to have an issue. Tell her to take a Zyrtec.
Yep. Thanks, Angela.
Have a nice day.
I had a Benadryl.
Hi, Ann and Raven. Who's this? If I take a Benadryl, I'm out.
Hey, this is Anonymous. So I do understand where she's coming from, and I do see the husband's point where, hey, you got a free cleaning. But I think that the bigger problem here is that the mother-in-law has never been given a boundary by the husband, and maybe he needs to put his foot down.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, I mean, right, some people, they have parents like that or somebody like that in their life, and if you never put up that wall, then they don't know where those boundaries are. They're never going to hit the brakes. On the other hand, some of those kids are going to live in fear the rest of their lives and never do that.
All right. Thanks so much. Hey, Karen, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side because I feel like if it was, if the mother-in-law was doing it and coming from a place of good, which it doesn't sound like because she says that she's nitpicky, but if it was coming from a place of good and she was doing it and it was going to be something that was twofold, it would help with her allergies and it would help them getting their house professionally cleaned, then I think it's a nice gesture. But if she's doing it to kind of stick it to her, then I agree with the wife.
To kind of let
Karen.
Somebody know their place. Right. Thanks for the call. Have a great day.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Julie, our audience agreed with you. It seems offensive. You can very gently say, thank you, but no thank you. I can clean my home myself and then just do the best you can to get the house as clean as possible because otherwise you know they're going to be judging you.
Yeah. Yeah, but I know I can do it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all going to be fine.
Of
Everyone's
course.
Just, you know, it's the holidays, so everyone likes to get all riled up, but we'll be having pie and everyone will be happy before you know it.
Gary, you cool with that? Because that's going to be a conversation you're going to have with your mom.
Yeah, I'll get to cleaning.
Well, good luck, because every sneeze is still going to be like that side-eye thing.
Yeah. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $3,300. All right, Tom, you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, find someplace else to be for a minute, will you?
Wow. Well, okay. You got it. Good luck, man.
Yeah.
$3,300.
He's a little bit loopy today, so this is a good day to take him down. By somewhere else, he means out in the hallway outside our door. But we are in a soundproof studio, Tom. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
As ready as I can be.
All right. Number one, Sabrina Carpenter will star and produce in an Alice in Wonderland musical movie. What animal does Alice follow into Wonderland?
The white rabbit.
Number two, Kim Kardashian was revealed as the buyer of the Bible that was auctioned off that her father, Robert Kardashian, gave to O.J. Simpson. What color was the Bronco that O.J. famously drove?
That was a white Bronco.
Number three, Kristen Bell, Idina Menzel, and Josh Gad have reportedly signed a deal for over $60 million to return for Frozen 3 and 4. What is the name of the kingdom where Frozen takes place?
Oh,
I don't know.
That's okay. Number four, Chadwick Boseman was honored with a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He famously portrayed what Marvel superhero?
The Black Panther.
And number five, the first Hunger Games Sunrise on the Reaping teaser trailer has officially dropped. It's expected to come out late next year. What is Effie Trinket's catchphrase?
I know it, but I don't.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
3 out of 5 for Tom.
All right. Not great. Not terrible. Let's see how I do. $3,300, bruh.
Number one.
Bruh.
Sabrina Carpenter will star and produce an Alice in Wonderland musical movie. What animal does Alice follow into Wonderland?
White rabbit. That's very interesting.
And can't possibly be better cast. I mean, perfect.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Number two, Kim Kardashian was revealed as the buyer of the Bible that was auctioned off that her father, Robert Kardashian, gave to O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, I saw, you know, here's the thing, man. What a bad look. I mean, she does stuff and announces stuff sometimes that I'm just like, why? Because
she didn't say it.
Because he did it.
But no,
that's why, because he did it.
But I think it was something special. It was her dad's Bible.
She should have taken that $80,000 and handed it directly to the Goldman family. That's what she should have done.
What color was the Bronco that OJ famously drove?
White Bronco.
Yes. Number three, Kristen Bell, Idina Menzel, and Josh Gad have reportedly signed a deal for over $60 million each to return for Frozen 3 and 4.
Wow.
What is the name of the kingdom where Frozen takes place?
Is it Arendelle? Yeah.
Number four, Chadwick Boseman was honored with a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Beautiful.
He famously portrayed what Marvel superhero?
I mean, he, to me, moved me as Black Panther.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
And number five, the first Hunger Games Sunrise on the Reaping teaser trailer has officially dropped. It's expected to come out late next year. What is Effie Trinket's catchphrase?
I'm sorry, what?
What is Effie Trinket's catchphrase?
I don't even know who that is.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Yes. All right. Well, I'll be ready next time.
All right. Tom, 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
I'm so disappointed that I can't beat Raven. I'm Tom.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. $3,400 tomorrow, Anna. Feels good.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.